This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. There's been a huge push to end the stigma, the bigotry and intolerance surrounding the LGBTQ community. But despite that, for many people who identify as LGBTQ, there are still experiences and memories of discrimination, violence, and familial rejection, which are recognized as significant factors contributing to mental health concerns. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, LGBTQ individuals are almost three times more likely than others to experience a mental health condition like depression and anxiety. In Savannah, the community will gather tonight to talk about mental health. Joining me for our conversation is Executive Director of the Ella Foundation, Charity Lee. Good morning, Charity.
Good morning.
I want to get to talking about mental wellness and the LGBTQ community in just a moment. But first, I want to start with you and the Ella Foundation. This is named after someone very special in your life who's no longer here. Would you tell us about Ella and what happened to her?
Yes, Ella is my daughter. And 12 years ago, when she was 4 years old, she was murdered by her 13-year-old brother, my oldest child.
What happened to you and to Ella is just absolutely unthinkably heartbreaking, but you have somehow managed to transform all of that pain into purpose with this foundation after her. Tell us about the Ella Foundation and what you do.
The Ella Foundation, what we do in a nutshell is we provide support and education when it comes with the topics of mental health and criminal justice and trauma, people who have experienced trauma. And we wanted to focus on the LGBT plus population during June because it's Pride Month. There is so much stigma and discrimination. So in a way, this community has to deal with a double discrimination, one for their orientation or their identities, and then on top of that for the mental health issues they face.
So in your life, have you had to talk about your own mental health?
Yeah, like every day, all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've always been very much focused on mental health, but especially after Ella died, I had no choice but to confront the trauma and mental health issues that I faced. It got really ugly. And the only way that I could still be sitting here and doing what I do is to face those issues honestly and learn how to cope with them. And I still have my moments, and it's been 12 years. So yes, I very much talk about my personal story because I find that when you humanize it for people, it increases compassion and empathy and you get more support.
For so many people, though, they don't talk about their mental health issues. They deal with trauma, either similar to yours or other kinds of trauma, and then they just keep moving and no one ever reaches out to them. They never, you know, reach out, and so they act out. Have you found
right.
that to be true? Yeah.
You know, there's a multiple of reasons that people feel uncomfortable speaking out. A lot of it has to do with how our society continues to view having mental health issues. But it's a medical condition. It's not a weakness of character or a weakness of spiritual strength. It is a medical condition that is biologically based. So our goal is to try to get people to start thinking of mental health issues the same way we would think about heart disease or diabetes, anything that you would just be like, oh, I woke up one day, I don't feel well, so I'm going to call my doctor.
You know, when I think about June and Pride Month, I think about all of the parades and the, you know, the hot weather and the flags, and people seem to be in a celebratory mood. But so
right.
many people who are in the LGBTQ community are in pain. And so I'm wondering, what does a conversation like this look like? Like when you have this in Savannah, what do you hope will happen?
Well, what we hope will happen is what has happened at all the other events. We hope that we will have a dialogue. These are community discussions. They're not community lectures. I'm hoping that this event is not going to be just for the LGBT plus population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really want people from the counseling field or from churches or family members of those from the community to come and learn more about the issues faced in this community. The end goal with Ella is always to educate and to increase compassion and empathy.
So for someone who is suffering right now, what advice do you have for them?
Reach out to somebody, find somebody to talk to, you know, remind yourself that you're not alone and there are people in the world that you can open up to, but don't ever give up. There are millions and billions of people in the world who go through traumatic events all the time, and we live through them, we can learn from them, and the first step is to reach out.
Charity Lee, you are the executive director of the Ella Foundation. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll post details on the event taking place in Savannah tonight on our website, gpbnews.org. This is GPB.